Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Triple M summer session. This is... What does the fuck say?
Yes, well, James Tricep Super, he spends all week at Fox League just gossiping around with the rest of the old ladies, and then he gathers up some information and he comes in here and tells us what's going on around town. I want to start with this one, if I could. It's a little bit lighthearted, I think. The West Tigers, Jacob Little and Luciano Leilua, did they come to fisticuffs?
I wouldn't describe it as fisticuffs, but certainly there was a fracas at training. There was a bit of a heated exchange. Firstly, before we get into that, Anthony, I just want to say, you mentioned Fox League and over the course of the week, what we both engage in. But I have been inundated this week from people around the game of rugby league about this new segment. And I must say, I'm feeling a lot of pressure. I am feeling a lot of heat. I feel under duress. I feel as though, you know, I have got a shotgun at the temple at the moment, because this new segment, Maroon Confidential, that has taken off around town. Social media is going berko. They want to know where you're getting all your intel from.
Yeah, well,
I've been asked, am I legging you up into things that perhaps are a little bit too close to the bone, which for the record, we just want to clarify, is not happening.
No. Nah.
But this new segment for the King of Cash, it's flying.
It's coming up a little bit later on, Maroon Confidential. I have been out and about. I have, you know, my man, Victor the Vessel Vassilis, going up and down Redfern Street, the Vessel, getting all the information out of Redfern that he can, rugby league. I've been doing East Gardens, Bondi Beach. I just need to find myself an agent out west. But Maroon Confidential is back today. And I tell you what, there's going to be some big names around some big people. But right now, what is going on with What Does the Fox Say?
Well, at Concord this week, earlier this week, there was a little set to. It was between Luciano Leilua and Jacob Little. Look, the Tigers are really happy about this. The Tigers are wrapped because young Jacob Little will get first crack at the number nine jumper now that Harry Grant has departed. And Luciano Leilua, for whatever reason this day, was just a little bit unhinged. And, I mean, he's an aggressive style of player. That's one of the best elements of the style of game that he brings to the table. But he blew up at Jacob unnecessarily. And I know that the Tigers were really happy at the way that Jacob stood his ground, didn't take a backward step. And it's a little bit heavyweight against bantamweight between, you know, Luciano's well over 100 kilos and Jacob would only be just nudging 90, if that. So the Tigers were really happy with Little's response. And I think these sorts of incidents flare up at every single training session over the summer at every single club. It shows that you care. From a coach's point of view, you want to see that players are invested and that players are got the eye on the calendar and ready for round one. And to me, that's what this little flare-up showed. And then the Tigers went to Tamworth earlier this week as well and caught up with a few of your old contacts at the Long Yard Hotel, did some line dancing.
Beautiful.
Caught up
with Daphne, who's a lady I know up there from when I was at Inverell.
Okay.
She works at that particular establishment.
Oh, does she?
Been there for 25 years.
Was she the president of the Country Women's Association?
She was out there for a long time, but she got barred.
Okay.
Yeah, she got barred. She wanted, every Friday, she didn't want to do a cake store. She wanted to tap a keg. So I said, that's got to stop.
There's been some talk that you were getting some of your mail for Maroon Confidential from Daphne. She was getting out of some sewing circles up there.
I wanted to mention, though, before we moved on, as our friend Lee Hadjipantelis, who is the chairman of the West Tigers, is he not?
Yes.
When he was growing up, his father had a fish and chip shop. And if
I think it was at Edelong, wasn't it, on the Central Coast?
That's exactly right, up in the Central Coast. And if he gave his old man any lip, the old man would take the shoe off and throw it at him. And Lee has told Jacob Little and Luciano, if this happens again, off comes the Julius Marlowe.
He's a good man, Lee. He's a very good man.
Now, what is the latest with Matt Burton? Is he going to play at Penrith this year?
I think he'll be at the Bulldogs at some point. Right. I don't know exactly when that will be. So as soon as it gets to the stage, Maroon, where you start to talk about possible player swaps, and you know, we've seen it with the Dragons and the Broncos around Andrew McCulloch. We've seen it at the West Tigers and Penrith around Dane Laurie. So that was a protracted negotiation. But eventually they struck a price. They found some middle ground. Paul Momorowski went to the Panthers and Dane Laurie joins the Tigers. So with Penrith and the Bulldogs at the moment, bit of a Mexican standoff. Mm. Obviously, Trent Barrett and Ivan Cleary have got a lot of history together. They've worked alongside one another a couple of different occasions over many years. And I know Ivan did pick the phone up earlier this week when the story became big in the papers and just said, Baz, it wasn't a blow up, but it was a, can you back off a little bit, please?
Yeah.
And my understanding is, I reckon Trent would have said words to the effect of, look, I'm at Canterbury Bankstown now, and this has got to be my priority. They obviously have huge hopes for Matt Burton at the Bulldogs. Like, they think that he's an absolute walk-up, lay-down mazair to be their starting number six. I'd love to see him paired with Kyle Flanagan, who we've obviously seen some really good things from at the Sharks and also at the Roosters over the last couple of seasons. Didn't end all that happily for Kyle at the Chooks, but he's got a fresh opportunity at the Dogs. And I think it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when Matt Burton will be at the Bulldogs this year.
This is the interesting thing here, Hoops. We went down this road with Trent Barrett and Ivan Cleary when Trent was heading to Manly.
Yeah.
Now, there was an issue with whether or not Baz was taking Penrith players with him to Manly. So Trent and Ivan parted company then. And as they like to say, it's deja vu all over again.
I think it's a little bit different in that back when Trent initially signed with the Seagulls, Penrith got wind of the fact that I think Penrith didn't get wind of it. They just suspected that, hang on a minute, he's now got a vested interest in coaching another side as a head coach next year. And we've got the biggest junior nursery in the world. It's human nature that, you know, he's a chance of trying to pick the eyes out of this, of our setup. So they jumped straight in and just put Trent on gardening leave. So they just, he was no longer, his past didn't work when he rocked up at work that day. And it was pack your things. As we've all done.
We've been there.
In the basket with the manila folder with the in tray and the out tray and off your toddle. don't let the revolving door hit you on the way out. So that was back in 2015. This time around, I think they basically agreed that the Panthers were going too well last year. They didn't need any distractions. And Baz had been a huge part of that. So it would have been unfair if they said to him, right, now that you've got the Bulldogs gig, you're out of here. So he stayed, but since he has departed, yes, you know, the Panthers have had to put up with the Bulldogs trying to sign a few of their players. In fairness, the Bulldogs were after Matt Burton before they signed Trent Barrett, and the Panthers know that. So that one was fair and square. I think it's similar with Spencer Lanou, who ended up staying at Penrith, but the Bulldogs had a red hot crack at him as well. So I noticed Ivan was in the papers earlier this week suggesting a transfer window, because the Panthers have lost. They've had a big turnover over the summer. Like, Zane Tedovano was under contract. They've let him go. Josh Mansour was under contract. He's now at your Bunnies. Dane Laurie's was under contract. He's gone to the West Tigers in that swap with Momorowski. So there's been a lot happening for Penrith. I know at the moment they're still in the market trying to find some front rowers, because they have had their depth tested in that department.
Well, we're going to talk about Penrith because they're one of our players we're going to put under the spotlight today. Losses and gains, Penrith
clubs.
And the Roosters. What did I say?
Players. They're clubs. One of our clubs
exactly.
In the spotlight. Are they going up on the hoist?
They're going up on the hoist today.
Well, can we get a Camaro update
yes,
on the hoist?
Yes, the Camaro is, thank you for asking, 1 month and 1 week away till we get the Mustang beater back on the road. Beater. The Mustang beater, yes.
Well, you know what we should set up this year? Because I know you like putting the slipper into Mustangs, because our great mate Paul Kent obviously has a Mustang. Why don't we set up a little drag race out at Eastern Creek or somewhere?
Do you think
Camaro v. the Mustang.
Car lovers, a Mustang's not going to keep up with the Camaro, is it? Mate, my thing...
What's got bigger kilowatts?
Mine'll blow the doors off. And I drive like Steve McQueen as well. So you tell...
Is that why it's up on the hoist?
Yeah, you tell Paul Kent, if he wants to have a crack at me...
I think he might want to have a crack at you about that Maroon Confidential stuff from a couple of weeks ago. Cockatoo allegation.
Well... tell him to speak to my lawyers, and you know who they are. Brighton's. Look, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about one of our clubs in focus. Coming up shortly, we will do the Melbourne Storm and be joined by Jason Taumalolo right here on the Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.